This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our guest is Monty Christian. Monty is the Executive Director of Marketing Strategies in the Office of Research and Innovation at Texas Tech. First off, Arlen Suderman with StoneX on soybeans in China.
I think by the time President Xi comes to meet with President Trump next month, that they'll probably be close to 60% toward that target. That's a pretty aggressive goal and pretty good goal, and they'll be actively shipping soybeans at the time. So that summit will be critical to continue to move things forward for the rest of the 25 million metric tons. That is solid export demand in a year when we, as you said, have record domestic demand that just keeps growing. And that's going to challenge our balance sheet this year.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our guest today is Monty Christian. Monty is Executive Director of Marketing Strategies in the Office of Research and Innovation at Texas Tech University in Lubbock. Monty, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. Really excited to be here today.
Okay, let's start with Monty Christian first. By the way, I know the answer to this, but for anybody who doesn't know this, tell us about your trek to Texas Tech. Did this start in ag?
Tony, I always love telling this story here. You know from firsthand experience, I've loved agriculture all my life and have served in agriculture since I graduated from New Mexico State University a few years ago, but even before then. I come from a family farm, ranching type things. I pursued that. I have had a wonderful career in agribusiness, working for some of the most known global companies in the world, like Bayer Crop Science and BASF. Did that for nearly 40 years, launched FiberMax Cottonseed, launched some other technologies, made friends in the United States and around the world, made all kinds of connections, gave me tons of valuable experience in knowing what our farmers want, from customer programs, knowing what our distributors want and their role in agribusiness, and then also partnerships along the way with universities and other companies and so forth. You know, I love innovation, so it was natural for me when Texas Tech University knocked at my door after I retired from the corporate world. They asked if I would be interested in joining them. And I said, well, I was kind of thinking about retirement, but I still have some fire in my belly and I would still like to promote agriculture. So we worked out something where I was able to join the Office of Research and Innovation under the vice president at the time as a role where primarily I network with industries, bring diversified thinking into the university, and I'll work a lot of times with some of our key professors and up-and-coming postdocs and things like that, but a lot of strategic initiatives. I've always been good at networking and connecting people. So I did that. I'm there today, too, still enjoying it. I'm here now 5 years. Didn't expect I would be that long, but I'm still liking it a lot. At the Office of Research and Innovation, recently Dr. James Reese joined Texas Tech University. Dr. Joe Heppard had led that group for about 7 years or so, maybe eight, and he was changing roles and going into retirement. Dr. Reese joins us from Iowa State University. It's nice that I like that he comes from a land-grant university. As you know, Texas Tech University is not a land-grant, but in my opinion, is the leading R1 non-land-grant agricultural university in the nation. So I'm sure Dr. Reese is going to give us a lot of new things going on and a lot around partnership, translational innovation, going from the lab to commercialization. How can we fill gaps and so forth? So I've really enjoyed being with him in his short time here.
Okay. Now that we know who Monty Christian is, now we know what the Office of Research and Innovation at Texas Tech is. Let's jump into something that's pretty big. And when I say this is pretty big, this is, I guess, historical. Talking about the Global Sorghum Conference, not that the conference itself is historical, but the fact that it's going to be at Texas Tech is. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And I'm very proud that we are able to bring this to Texas Tech University. to the Lubbock area, to Texas, and to our great nation, the United States of America. A few years ago, the sorghum industry has had a international conference. They had put out a bid and asking for countries if they would like to host that. I then worked very closely with some of the national leadership in the sorghum industry, in particular with Tim Lust, the CEO of National Sorghum Producers, also with United Checkoff, Sorghum Checkoff Program, and then a few others. I then coordinated with our administration at Texas Tech University and then leadership in the city of Lubbock. We put together a really strong package to bid to host this. We won the bid. So, yes, the historic is this is the first time this conference has been in the United States. It's going to bring global scientists to the area. And to me, it's a big deal. So I appreciate you asking about it.
We're talking with Monty Christian of Texas Tech. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton, the Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
On demanding job sites, you need equipment that works as hard as your crew. The Wiley Express water wagon is built for construction, industrial, and municipal use, delivering dependable water application for dust abatement, fire protection, and fresh water supply. The Express water wagon helps keep your operations safe, compliant, and productive. The Wiley Express water wagon, built for the toughest jobs on the ground. Trust Wiley Sprayers, proudly built in Texas. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Our guest, Monty Christian, Executive Director of Market Strategies and Office of Research and Innovation. Let's talk sorghum. You've got lots in the field.
You were right. It is excellent timing because we coincided and we did it intentionally to be with some of the harvest in this particular area by Lubbock. The past conferences in South Africa and France, they really didn't have sorghum production close by, and they were held at a different time of season as well. So one of the things we have planned towards the end of the conference is a tour where they're going to get to go out and see some commercial fields harvested, particularly on sorghum silage that's going big into the dairy industry that some people might not be as aware of. But we have some research plots a lot of the scientists will want to see too, working with USDA, ARS, and some others. And one of the key dairies in the area that are big with Select Milk. Freedom feeders too. So Tony, I think we've got something that people will appreciate seeing at the end user level.
Okay. For those who, and again, this is a specific research type event, but what do you think this means for a farmer at the farm level? Why is this important that, one, this event is happening, but two, why is it important that it's happening here in the U.S.?
I think there's several reasons why it's important. A lot of growers, they understand the value of research. If we don't have research and new technologies being brought into the marketplace, then things stall out. You know, I had a whole career where we were bringing genetics and making improvements in genetics and things on crops. Today, the tool bag for a lot of companies in predictive breeding with some other things that are coming on, abiotic stress research and those change the landscape. They can improve yield. They can improve crop resiliency. They can make better water efficiency use. And you can also look at new value streams, too. So at this conference, we've been very intentional about getting some of the key grower leadership here, and those will come from some of the state organizations with sorghum, like Texas Sorghum Producers, Kansas Sorghum Producers, the National Sorghum Producers with U.S. Checkoff and NSP, and then some other state associations. There will be growers from other countries, too. We have 20 countries now that are going to be participating here. We have over 350 people registered. We have a big student population that's also going to be registered, about 60. We are training the next generation of people that are going to enter the marketplace. So, Tony, when I look at this, sorghum is such a diversified crop from nutrition to the things it can do in a semi-arid area where I live today. And I want to highlight something we're going to do about serving sorghum food, if you'll give me a minute to mention that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I've traveled the world and I've tried a lot of different foods from around the world, but I'm not sure I've ever tried sorghum. And in the United States, traditionally, we don't eat a lot of sorghum. It goes for grain and feed, whether it's cattle, chickens, or other things. It's exported a lot to those type of markets as well. But it is a traditional food in many, many countries. And a lot of research that's been generated in the United States shows it's gluten-free. It's very, very nutritious for human consumption. So at this conference, we have taken advantage of that. We are going to serve sorghum cuisine from around the world. So we have 13 recipes that we've worked on throughout the last 6 months. We're getting some sorghum flour from Kansas brought in from New Life. And it's going to be something when you have 350 people and they say, I'm tasting sorghum from Asia. Well, not from there, but a dish that's traditionally served there. Or this is coming from LATAM, or this is coming from Africa or Australia. I think we're going to have, that's going to be one of the fun things here. And we're serving some sorghum throughout the entire event, different types of things. So we're driving consumption too, is how I would leave it.
Well, and I'm glad you went down that road, because many don't know that sorghum is one of the most consumed grains around the globe. And again, what we grow normally here in the U.S. is more of the feed grain, the high tannin, but the food grade sorghum has a place. As we wrap up here, Monty, is there any other thing that we need to keep in mind as this event kicks off next week?
Yes, Tony, I appreciate just the wrap up here. Let me leave our listeners with this. This conference, while historic, we're also focused on bringing key information to everybody that participates. We're also have set the event up for networking. This is a great opportunity to establish new networks or strengthen existing networks. So we've got hospitality built into this. We've got scientific research data that's going to be presented. We have industry panels that are going to be there. We have workshops set up that will address sorghum silage. ARS is going to do something on their new sorghum roadmap. We have NASA Acres on their thing for workshops as well. We're talking about new markets. We're talking about genomics, genetic gain. And every evening we have a nice event. We want everybody coming from around the world and inside the United States to understand that we lean into our hospitality in this area.
Monty Christian with Texas Tech on the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Our guest today, Monty Christian, Executive Director of Marketing Strategies in the Office of Research and Innovation at Texas Tech. How do we find you?
Yes. So if you want to Google or go to your web browser and put in TTU, Texas Tech University, Global Sorghum Conference, it'll take you to a website. There are some press releases out there as well. Of course, after the event, you're going to see a lot. We have a lot of media interviews set up throughout the week, so there will be some coming from that. But the best way right now, and there is an app that was just released maybe last night. I don't have the exact site for that. It might be Global Sorghum Conference, actually, so it'll download to iPhones.
All right. There you go. Monty Christian is Executive Director of Marketing Strategies in the Office of Research and Innovation at Texas Tech in Lubbock. I'm Tony St. James. This is the Agribusiness Report.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Arlen Suderman is with StoneX, talks about an upcoming meeting between the presidents of China and the U.S.
As we talk to our contacts on the ground in China, they're absolutely convinced China is going to buy all 25 million metric tons that they committed to doing last October 30th with the handshake agreement with President Trump. And why is that? Because a few million dollars more for U.S. soybeans is a cheap price to pay for the vast access to the U.S. consumer, for getting the chips that they need, for a number of different trade issues to get those concessions from President Trump. They're willing to pay that. I think this next agreement, they'll tack the $17 billion on top of that a little bit more, but staying with the soybeans. So that increases the odds they actually will buy the 25 million metric tons.
And it's the Agribusiness Report.